Construction work is underway in the newest Israeli settlement called Amichai, north of the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. Settler-only roads are being plowed out of the hillsides by earth-moving machines. Anti-settlement groups have warned that Tel Aviv is trying to interconnect major settlements via this new location. Should this happen, they say, the northern West Bank would be completely isolated, leaving the Palestinians in separated cantons.
The intent by this building, this big settlement there, is to close the whole area there, where they can isolate totally the five districts of the north of the West Bank from the middle of the West Bank. So this is the main issue, that since 4 years they are strengthening this angle of settlements that's coming through, cutting through the West Bank in this area.
Construction work began less than 2 weeks after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the groundbreaking. It's the first officially approved new Jewish settlement in the occupied territories in 25 years. Palestinian experts say that other Palestinian-owned lands have been seized for the construction of this settlement and the roads leading to it.
The Israeli regime claims it agreed to build the new settlement to accommodate the settlers taken out from Amona. Tel Aviv wanted to move them to a hill near the evacuated outpost. When the settlers rejected, a new settlement was approved north of Ramallah. This means more Palestinian lands were seized and more villages would be isolated when the construction is done.
At the end of the day, these Israeli settlements are established on vast tracts of land taken from the Palestinians in breach of international law, and each new settlement further damages the prospect for the resolution of Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Several Palestinian towns and villages in the occupied West Bank are already isolated by the separation wall, settlements, and Israeli military outposts. Palestinians warn that the construction of the new settlement, along with the already existing ones, will further separate north of the West Bank from the central and southern parts of it, something that will make the future Palestinian state on conjoined lands impossible. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.